the inclusion of minorities has historically been kind of seen as a touchy-feely sort of thing. And so, oh, we're engineers. We do hard science. We don't do that touchy-feely stuff. So yeah, there is a stigma to work against.
That was Ryan Burke, assistant professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering at Utah State University. Burke and his collaborator Renee Gallagher, professor in psychology at Utah State University, recently received a 3-year grant from the National Science Foundation to study career development and professional identity in undergraduate students in the LGBT+ community who study engineering.
Primary goal for this grant is to develop a better understanding of what are the contextual factors that support college students in the development of their professional identities, and specifically the integration of their sexual identities with their professional identities, with a focus on, number one, trying to identify what are the disciplines that are doing that well, and then subsequently focus on engineering students specifically.
Using survey and interview approaches at universities across the United States, Burke and Gallagher aim to better understand LGBT+ communities and how to increase LGBT+ presence and participation in engineering.
What are students' experiences in terms of support for their sexual identity development, their sense of authenticity in their educational context, their capacity to integrate in terms of their sexual identity and their developing professional identity, with the idea that we can kind of use that not only to support initiatives in engineering, but more broadly as well.
Through this research, Burke and Gallagher hope to identify both barriers that deter and support systems that promote access to education for LGBT+ communities in engineering, and then be able to create actionable steps universities can implement to increase minority representation. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.